Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hey everybody, Jim Palmer here, and on this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, we're going to be talking about referrals. You gotta love referrals. You know, you already know, I'm quite sure, that there's a lot more profit in selling to your existing customers than there is in getting new ones all the time. I mean, not that new ones aren't important. They're very, very important. But in most cases, it's easier to sell more to folks who already know you because you've already cleared what the great Zig Ziglar calls the no-trust hurdle. You know, I heard marketing legend Dan Kennedy, a very big marketing mentor of mine, I heard him say one time that if you want to sell more, all you have to do is go to the people that have already identified themselves as buyers, and that's your current customers. I couldn't agree with Dan more, and I'll let you in on a little secret. Next to your current customers, the next best thing are referrals. Compared to the usually high cost of acquiring a new customer, there's a much lower cost of acquisition with a referral because, you know, they find you. You don't have to go out prospecting for them. This is a huge marketing advantage for your business. I believe that word of mouth advertising, referrals, all these things occur because of what I call over the top, out of the ballpark, put gigantic smiles on your faces kind of customer service, or as I often refer to it in my episodes of Newsletter Guru TV, world-class service. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I've seen it time and time again, and it's added to my bank account time and time again. World-class service works, folks. All right, so that's why I believe in serving my customers and going the extra mile every time. When you do, you create raving fans that can end up selling your products and services for you better than your own staff can. Trust me on this. You know, while incredible customer service goes a long way in generating referrals, you don't have to leave them up to chance. What I want to talk about today is a formal customer referral program that can be done easily in your business, and it can become one of your greatest marketing tools. Again, word of mouth referrals are excellent, but you can do even better by creating an official referral rewards program in your business. Let me just give you a couple examples. My wife, Stephanie, she runs a very large childcare facility, and her company offers a free week of tuition for any referral that becomes a new parent or, you know, a new customer for her center. Now, trust me on this. A free week of childcare is a big deal. Childcare is expensive, and I think it's a great offer, and it's a great reward for the parent or the family who brought that new customer. Everybody wins in this case. I also know of a very large, successful insurance company that end up sending a customer newsletter, which, by the way, is a great idea. So, but they send it every month without fail, and every month they include a front page picture and the name of the monthly referral program winner along with a picture of the prize. And in most cases, I think at least this year, they've been giving away flat screen TVs. That's right. Every month they give away a flat screen TV to the client who refers the most new business to them. Now, you may be, I don't know if you're on a treadmill right now or driving in your car or what you're doing, but you may be going, Jim, a flat screen TV, seriously, I think that's a little over the top, all right? But it's not. It's not extravagant because when you think, just do the math, folks. If you know the lifetime value of a customer, and you should, that is a number everybody should know. Let's just think about the insurance business. Let's just say that each insurance customer has a total lifetime value of $2,500. I'm guessing that's a low estimate. If they get 5 referrals a month from their customer base of 1,000 clients, that adds up to $12,500 in new revenue by way of referral, okay? Trust me, you can buy a flat screen TV for a lot less than that. I've seen them. They're $200, $250 these days. It's ridiculous how cheap some of these electronics and prices are getting. They're certainly getting a great return on their investment, and yet a big screen TV is a cool prize to win. Would this insurance company do as well if their monthly prize was, say, a free pizza or 10% off their next purchase or something? I think not. All right, so you're getting the idea. Some of the entrepreneurs that I coach sometimes have a hard time, you know, being what I – well, let's just call it extravagant, okay? I might hear things like, Jim, I'm not giving away a flat screen TV every month. I'll offer the winner, you know – movie tickets or something like that, or dinner tickets, or, you know, 10 or 15%. I'll even go 20% off their next purchase. I mean, I got to be honest, folks, that kind of offer is going to do very little to motivate your customers to remember your name or to pick up the phone and make a referral. At least the childcare operator offers a 25%, okay, which has a real impact for their clients. They can use this service week in and week out. Remember, small thinking gets small results. I want you to think big and get big results. My good friend and business partner, Bobby DiRocco, he is the founder and CEO of Synapse Marketing Solutions. Synapse prints all of my corporate newsletters. They do all my books. They do all the printing and mailing for my concierge program. But they're a very, very large marketing company. They're doing websites and e-commerce. They're doing all kinds of things. Anyway, recently... actually, let's see, it was about 60 days ago, I think, I got a very large, gigantic postcard in the mail, and then I got an email. I think it was the same day and again the next day, so the timing was very good. And basically, Bobby was running a promotion, and they were giving away iPhones and iPads as referral prizes. I mean, this email grabbed my attention. The postcard grabbed my attention. I mean, iPads and iPhones are hot property these days. They still are. And so I asked Bobby about that. You know, we get together pretty regularly about every month for kind of a mastermind breakfast. I asked him about that. Bobby told me the iPad promotion not only got the attention of many customers and prospects. In fact, his company landed a gigantic new client on the first meeting, generating, he said, I think he told me, about $10,000 in new revenue, about $4,600 in profit, which more than paid for the iPad, if you want to think about it like that. And they're now working with this new client, which is Experience Bobby's awesome world-class service. They're now working with this new client on a $100,000 annual contract deal. Folks, referrals work. Create a program, enforce it, promote it, give good prizes. It is going to work. And I think, again, the big lesson here on this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is that thinking big yields big results. You know, the insurance company I told you about, they even go one step further. They offer an annual prize as well. Okay, so they got their monthly referral reward prize winners. And then every year, the person who actually wins, I think they were giving away like a cruise or a, you know, 4 or 5 day vacation for two. And I think the way they can purchase these, I think it cost the company about $1,000, maybe $1,500. But again, remember the lifetime value before you dismiss the idea of this being too expensive for your business. All right. When you create your customer referral program, first, keep in mind that you have got to make it worth your customer's time to participate. Unfortunately, many entrepreneurs, I think, they're just too cheap when it comes to their referral programs. Let me be blunt here, just as I am with the entrepreneurs whom I coach. Offering your customers a 10% discount on a future purchase is about as exciting as watching the grass grow or watching paint dry. Offering anything like movie tickets or something like that, it's just not enough. You got to stop them dead in their tracks, get them excited, get them to remember to refer you so you can reward them. The reward has got to be substantial. As the old saying goes, you have to spend money to make money. It's simply a return on your investment. just like the other costs you have, costs of doing business. Here's what I'd like to suggest you do. First thing is figure out your average lifetime value of a customer. And once you know this number, I really predict, folks, that you're not going to be as frugal, which is a polite word instead of me saying cheap, which you're not going to be so frugal with your customer referral program. A second key ingredient to creating a referral program that works is that it must be reasonably simple to understand and use. In fact, let me take out the word reasonable. It must be incredibly simple to understand and use. In fact, you should be able to explain your referral reward program in a single sentence. For example, you're going to get X or something else by referring a new customer, period. That's exactly how you should be able to explain your program. If you start adding a bunch of caveats to your program, the referral, for example, let's just say the referral must be made on a Tuesday. Your second purchase must be made 30 days earlier or 30 days later. You must opt into my list. You got to purchase at least one item of $5 or more. I mean, you just go on and on and on. Look it, you're laughing. I'm sure you're going, oh, sure, nobody's done this. You've seen it, all right? Airlines are great at this. They got these great, oh, we're going to give you 400,000 miles, but you can only use them if you fly between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., you know, on Sunday night. It's just ridiculous. And you know what? It gets people angry. That's the least thing. That's not what you want to do. So in addition to making your program simple to understand, it must also be simple to administer within your company. The first always leads to the second, and you don't want to create a program that ends up requiring a full-time employee just to keep track of everything. That is not the answer. You don't want your newfound profits going down the drain in payroll. Okay. Complex programs can also quickly lead to misunderstandings and dissatisfied customers. You said if I get this, I'd get that. Well, I did this, and now you're telling me I can't get that. Not only are you going to lose the profitability of all, you know, future profits from this customer, you're going to lose the original customer, because you got to know that the person they referred is going to go back and say, I don't know why you were doing business there. I don't know why you referred me. They said I would get this and I didn't. You know, that's just no way to run a railroad. You want to be certain that your employees also understand the referral reward program and can explain it quickly to your customers. If your employees don't understand it, they won't promote it. And if your employees don't understand it, your customers surely are not going to understand it. Again, simplicity rules. The idea is to generate business from the next big thing to your existing customer base, which is a referral. Your referral program should never be based on luck, okay? This creates, again, distrust, and your customers will be less likely to pick up the phone and make a referral. Don't confuse the examples of the daycare center and insurance company with luck. Not at all. I mean, if you think about it, these programs were based on a contest. The person who generates the most referrals wins. In the case of the insurance company's year-end drawing, if you remember, it was for the vacation. While there's a bit of luck involved, everybody that's entered is already a monthly winner, so they've already won a great prize. All right. So in fact, you know, all these names are going into a hat, and somebody's going to win the vacation. A little bit of chance, but for the most part, everybody have a good feeling about this customer. Okay. On the other side of this brief timeout, I'm going to share with you some of the ways that you can promote an effective referral program, a referral reward program. So I will be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. but no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back. All right. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about promoting your customer referral program. The problem with many referral programs is that they're not regularly promoted well. You know, my wife, Stephanie, again, like most good business people, she understands and she mentions this program to new clients when they initially enroll their children in her center. But let's face it, most parents, by the time they hit the door of the parking lot, they're forgetting about it. So you need to tell your folks all about your customer referral program many, many times. I suggested a couple suggestions I made to Stephanie were to put a poster for the referral bonus at the sign-in desk or the place where everybody comes in to check in their kid. This way, every single day when the parents are dropping off their children, they'll be reminded of the weekly or the monthly referral program. Next, I said, you should have a reigning referral king or queen or something. Just come up with a good name. And so every month on the poster, you're showing the couple or the mom or the dad that won the free week of childcare. So everybody's going to constantly be reminded about the program. They're also going to see that, yes, people actually did win, which is a good thing. And again, one of the other things you should do is mention it in your monthly company newsletter. Again, a monthly newsletter is a great idea. Okay, so why is this all so important? Well, first of all, as I said, people are just crazy busy and they need several reminders. But more importantly, the program works because parents have unlimited contacts with other parents at work or in their church or in their neighborhoods. All these people, most likely because of, you know, people hang out with like-minded people or people in similar circumstances, if you will, they all most likely have needs for childcare. So can you imagine just having a waiting list of customers? You know, because Stephanie's center obviously can only hold so many people. So when it fills up, she starts a waiting list. Using a contest for your referral program is a great promotional vehicle. It gives you a reason and an opportunity to reach your entire customer base each month to announce the winner. That message does two things. It lets your customers know, one, you have a referral program. Two, your referral program is real and it's worthwhile. And case in point, here's somebody that just won it. In addition, the constant reminders keep your name in front of your customers. Any good sales rep knows the value of having recurring reasons to get in front of your customers. You always want to be top of mind with your customers, clients, patients. Is setting up and running a referral program work? It absolutely is. Don't think it's easy. But you know what? You can start to see how this additional work can pay huge dividends. I want to encourage you to give some serious thought as to how you can apply such a strategy in your business. You can also generate referrals by using a unique approach to your business. I mean, what's your doctor's office room, its waiting room looks like? I mean, if it's like mine, it's like got a few rows of chairs, some scattered end tables, outdated magazines. Maybe there's a television in the corner, and basically it's got some uninteresting talk show on it or something. You know, and even in a short wait in that kind of doctor's office, it may seem like an hour. And the only mention you might make about that whole ordeal is the time you wasted waiting for your appointment. Now, imagine a different sort of waiting room, one that has complimentary snacks or beverages, could be desks or workstation, or even if they didn't, there's just free Wi-Fi. Maybe there's either childcare service, or maybe there's a corner that has some toys in it or something. With a little thought and imagination, you can present your business in a very unique way, one that really is appreciated by your customers, clients, or patients, and therefore, here's the big thing, therefore is going to get talked about because their experience was different and it stood out and they're going to refer you. Think about that. How can you use a unique or in some way an outstanding approach, a different approach to your business? So what you want to do is think about that. Put on your thinking cap and say, how can I make it so my customers will automatically talk about me because the service I offered, in addition to being world class, it was very different. Okay. So, folks, you know, the bottom line is that referrals grow your business and they can substantially boost your profits. Do not leave this up to chance or happenstance. Develop and promote a formal customer referral program and watch your revenue and your profits explode. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am Jim Palmer, your host, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, hey, go out and do something nice for somebody. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.